It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we are giving away another series of Opinions Matter travel mugs. Every single day this week, we are going to give away another one on each episode. So let us ring today's winner. Hello, can I speak to Sharon, please?
Speaking.
Hiya, Sharon. This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Sharon, you entered our competition for another Opinions Matter travel mug. Is that right?
I did indeed.
And we asked a really simple question. The most recent episode of this podcast was about a particular park in Dublin. Where was it?
Millennium Park in Blanchardstown.
That's exactly right. Well done. where do you live, Sharon?
Blanchardstown.
In Blanchardstown, so you're probably a regular in Millennium Park. Well done to you. You've just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, so well done.
Delighted. Thank you so much.
If you stay on the line there for 1 second, we'll get all your details.
Thanks, Adrian. Appreciate it.
Right, so we have another opportunity for you to win another Opinions Matter travel mug at the end of this episode. So stay listening to find out how you could win an Opinions Matter travel
mug. Where is the travel mug?
It's here. There it is there. Look, thank you.
And for those of you asking, a lot of people have been asking about the travel mugs. Were they made under dubious circumstances, as in sweatshops and stuff like that?
No, they certainly weren't, no.
And I can safely say that these were, let me just see where it says in the end, product of Madagascar. They were made in Madagascar.
No, they weren't. They were actually made in the UK.
They were made in Madagascar.
In the UK.
I'm sorry, written under this mug in marker is, please help, free me.
Anyway, we will have another chance for you to win an Opinions Matter travel mug
made
at
in
the
Madagascar.
End of this episode.
I mean, if you want to support slavery, win a mug, yeah.
So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I want to introduce you to... would I call him an Opinions Matter? Or would I call him an influencer?
Well, anybody that has any kind of social media following
nowadays is called an influencer, aren't they?
I don't think it's a bad word to say about him. But it's a young Irish gentleman. Now, we have invited him on. We invited him on this morning, and we're waiting to hear back from him. Now, he could be in work or whatever, so we give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure he would actually come on. But he is a young... Irishman who is using his platform on social media to spread the word of God and to get people to go back to the church.
He described on his profile on Instagram, it says Christ first, family and business, and I don't know what, I think it must be his company or whatever, Blue Scale, OS founder, blah, blah, blah. But Christ first is the top line of his bio.
Now, the one thing I will say, judging by his name is Kyle, by the way, Kyle Carroll, and the one thing I will say about him, which is refreshing to see, is he's a young man who is actually supportive of the Catholic Church and supportive of religion, which is very, very rare. And it's very rare to see someone on Instagram using their platform to spread...
for good.
To spread the word of God.
Instead of our previous episode, spreading hate.
Yeah. So he's spreading the word of God, and he's entitled to do that. And he put up a video, which Adrian is going to play the audio from in a couple of seconds. And this video really, really... divided opinion, because a lot of people were triggered by it and were upset about the things he was saying in it. And if you go on to the video and you see the headline of the video, now, as I said, all the videos he puts up are all about religion and stuff like that. But the headline is Get the Family to Church. Get the Family to Church. And you'll hear in a second, but he's basically talking about people getting back with God. Isn't that what he's talking about?
That's basically
and getting their children involved in God.
Have a listen to what Kyle had to say in his short enough video.
This country and this world would be a better place if we brought our kids to church. Now, it seems like the generation before our moms and dads were regular churchgoers. It was the norm to go to church. And I don't know if I'm presuming this, but it seems like the generation before us have sort of fallen away from that. So what we're trying to do at the moment is to consciously bring our kids to church. Now, I have a little daughter of mine. She comes with us every single weekend. And obviously, we don't miss church ourselves every Sunday. So I believe in this country, if we did bring our kids to church, a lot of the problems that young kids and teenagers go through now would simply not be happening. Once you put God and Christ at the centre of our lives, centre of our marriages, we can only flourish.
Now, once you put God at the centre of your lives, at the centre of your marriages, we can only flourish. So basically, this guy is he's basically saying that since the decline in church going, there has been a decline in society, in the way people behave, in the issues that teenagers have. All of that has all become worse and worse and worse since we stopped going to mass.
We've broken down as a society because we've moved away from religion.
Correct. That's what he's saying.
Even though most of the wars happening in the world now are because of religion. The Middle East is all because of religion.
Well, no, it's because of Donald Trump wanted to get rid of the nukes. That's not actually a religious war.
No, I'm talking about the Palestinians and the Israelis. It's all just because of religion. So religion is the cause of a lot of wars. And I don't want to make this about myself. Those of you who listen to this podcast regularly will know how I feel about religion. I am an atheist. I don't believe, I think every single one of you is atheist, actually, if you think about it. I think 99.9%.
How can you answer for everybody else?
I'd say 99.9% of...
No, I wouldn't say you're right at all.
No, if you don't believe in every God, then you're an atheist. So most people only
believe in every god.
Yeah, there's about 400 different gods, depending on what part of the world.
How can you possibly believe in all of them?
No, but you either believe.
You believe in a god.
No, you only believe in one. If you only believe in one, you only believe in one god, do you?
I don't necessarily believe, but yeah.
But a lot of our listeners who would be Catholic, say for instance, will only believe in God, your man with the white beard, the cloud daddy, the fellow that lives up in the clouds, yeah. But they don't believe in. Do they believe in Thor? Do they believe in
Who's
Zeus?
Thor?
They were all gods that other people believed in. So everybody only believes in one god. Yes?
Okay, yeah.
There's hundreds of other gods that people don't believe in. So nobody believes in every single god. My point is...
But just to go back to his point. His point is not necessarily even to do with God. It's all to do with bringing kids to church. And he believes that...
Couldn't be arsed with that now.
You got your kids christened?
It's not about me.
It actually is. You got your kids christened, your young fella made his communion, and you still don't bring them to church. I just don't understand that.
Here is the difference, yeah? The difference is with our son and our daughters who will be making their communion as well, if they want, we gave our son, that's all I can talk about at the moment because he's the only one that's made his communion. We gave him an option. And we said to him, do you want to make your communion or do you not? I was forced to make my communion. I was forced to make my confirmation. So were you.
At the time, you did what your parents said. So you were forcing.
My kids know that I don't believe in God. But if they want to believe in God, that's completely... I will not push
The reality of it is they'll only want to make their communion for the few bob and the day out.
Absolutely, absolutely. But what I feel, and I know he's not here to defend himself, and as I said, I respect... The fact that you're trying to...
Spread a bit of good.
I respect that. But I will not indoctrinate my children because exactly what you're talking about is indoctrination. That's exactly... And indoctrination into anything...
Sorry, can you just rewind the tape one step for a second? You just said your kids are going to make their communion.
No, that's not what I said. I said, it's not about me. They will have the choice. They will have the choice. So we will say...
Will you try and influence that choice and saying, look, I don't believe, I think it's a cloud daddy, I don't think you should do it.
I did say that to my son at the time. I said, listen, we're not churchgoers. He knows we're not churchgoers. We haven't been inside the church in ages. We're not churchgoers, but if you want to make your communion with your mates, you go ahead.
And have a day out?
Whatever the case may be. But this whole thing about children need to be dragged along to the Catholic...
He didn't say dragged along. But he said his
no kid will go to a church voluntarily.
He said his daughter.
Hang on a second.
Goes to church with him.
And that I doubt it's because she wants it. No child wakes up on a Sunday morning and goes, "Yippee! I want to go to church today." Unless you were
some kids actually do.
Within their brainwashed. They're part of the cult. You know what I mean? So most kids, if I said to my kids on Sunday, "Would you rather go to the church or would you rather go and play a football match for your football team? Which are you going to pick?"
Our number is 085 825 2626. An interesting conversation, and we'd love to have it with you. Do you think this guy's right? That if we started bringing our kids to church again, the world might be a better place? Let me kick off this conversation with Mark.
You could be onto something. You don't have to have faith to be a good person. We know the bad the church has done, but since the numbers in the church have gone down, the feeling of community has pretty much disappeared in Ireland, and the aggression and violence has increased greatly.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, I just want to refer back to the message that I played for Mark a second ago. And let me just play the last seconds of it. Have a listen to this.
The feeling of community has pretty much disappeared in Ireland, and the aggression and violence has increased greatly.
So since we've stopped going to church, all that has happened. There's no community. No, you don't have friends and neighbours.
You look at some of the most hateful people on social media. They always have crosses in their bio. All these, these patriots who hate the boat. You hate them coming over on the boats. They all claim to be some Christian people are the most hateful people. In fact, most of the people we've had run-ins with on this podcast, these patriots.
You're talking about fundamentalist Christians.
No, but you know these people, God and era, they're the most hateful people you could meet. They're not Christian at all. Just because you have a fucking crucifix in your bio on social media doesn't make you a Christian person. And that has been proven over the last couple of years, that the people most filled with hate have crucifixes in their bio on social media.
Okay, but let's not say that about this guy, Kyle, who we're talking about.
No, Kyle is very positive. Yeah. He's very positive.
I will not be
indoctrinating my children.
But do you not believe, and this is what Kyle is trying to get at, this is what Mark's message there a second ago was getting at, that there has been a decline in the moral standards in Ireland since we stopped going to church? We don't give a fuck about anything. We literally don't.
No, because
it's all May Fame.
Most hateful people are actually big.
You're talking
big
about
Bible
fundamentalists.
Heads.
No,
Bible
most
heads.
People who went to church years ago aren't fundamentalists.
So you look at the Burke family.
Fundamentalists. They're not just they're those.
No, they're not.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me kick off this conversation with you, Chloe. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hello, Aidan. Long time no talk.
Well, you're very welcome, Chloe. What did you want to say on this?
Firstly, Jeremy, nobody has a crucifix in their bio. It's a cross.
Oh, what's the difference between a cross and a crucifix?
The crucifix is when Jesus was placed upon it and it became a crucifixion. What people have in their bios is simply a cross.
Okay, I missed that day in catechism school, obviously.
I didn't go to catechism. I'm a 31-year-old mammy of four. I live in Dundalk in all my life and I'm only back in Mass a year and a half.
Oh, so you are back in Mass?
I'm back in Mass with my four children, all of whom were born before wedlock. I had them all out of wedlock, very bad. Society in the early 2000s took religion away from us. Why are all these other people going on? And it is a religious war as well going on in the Middle East. That's where Pete Hetzke, the American general or whatever the hell he is, defense minister, he said it's a religious war. He said God was on their side. Pope Leo came out and said, don't invoke the name of God in a time of killing. So Catholics don't believe in killing anybody.
Okay, so let me find out then, why are you back in church?
Because as Kyle stated, society has become such a downtrodden place. We're going from pillar to post. Whereas when families and communities were in Mass every Sunday, these people saw each other. So there was less neighbourhood tension, less neighbourhood violence. Children had a moral compass. We've removed God from kids and kids have no compass anymore. They don't know right from wrong. They're trying to emulate what they see in drug dealers and all that going on. And I specifically see it in my area, which is a lower socioeconomic area. But Mass is on the uprising because people know we've been lied to. And Jeremy, you can say you're an atheist. That means you believe in nothing. Nothing can come from nothing and nothing can be nothing.
No, I don't. Yeah, I'm an atheist in that I don't believe in any God. People are messaging saying, oh, why are you slagging off Christianity? I'm not slagging off anybody. I'm just saying, I don't believe in any of the 400 gods that exist. I don't believe in Zeus.
You're saying we're indoctrinating people.
I don't believe in Zeus. I don't believe in Thor.
Look at their messages. If you go back to the times of them, they still emulate God and Jesus. Thor had a father, an almighty father.
Yeah, but none of them exist. We may as well be talking about Iron Man or Superman or Captain America, as far as I'm concerned.
There's more documented evidence of Jesus Christ in the world from historians that aren't Christians than there is any other person. To doubt Jesus is to doubt history itself.
No, I do believe that there was a, obviously there was a man called Jesus or whatever that was alive in the Middle East back in the day.
But I don't believe
he had mates called Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, because those names didn't even exist in the Middle
East. We're not daylight.
And I don't believe that the body of Christ can turn into bread either, and I don't believe that wine is...
But you've never heard of the Eucharistic miracles which are happening all around the world all the time and have brought people who are predominantly...
Okay, let me ask you then. So you made a conscious decision to return to church, and
I went to many churches, Adrian. I was in Methodist in Dundrum. I've been in all types of denominations. I was baptized, christened, communion confirmed in the Catholic Church. I strayed from God. I thought I was too far gone. I had a baby at 18. I thought I could never come back from that, like, because I was like, oh my God, that's such a scandal. But realistically, that was man's teachings, not God's. And the reason you hate the church, Jeremy, is because of what man done, not God.
No, I don't hate the church. No, you're getting me wrong. It's just not for me.
But you're saying it's indoctrination. Well, I call it indoctrination is bringing drag queens into a library to read to children, but therefore we have different opinions.
I'll bring what into the library?
When drag queens are in reading stories in libraries to children, which happens on South Dublin County Council's watch monthly nearly, is that not indoctrination? Is this new SPHE programme about genderology not, like, indoctrination?
Yeah, but how many...
It is a conversation for another day in a completely separate podcast, but let me ask you then.
It's not a separate conversation.
Okay, let me ask you.
I'm
accepting that. Let me go back to...
How many drag queens were in the Epstein files? Absolutely none. So this big...
Was all predominantly Zionist people who were in the Epstein files. That's not Christianity or Judaism.
They were all quite millionaire men, a lot of them were in the Epstein files.
They were all Zionists.
So. My point is, you're getting me wrong. I do not hate religion. I respect your right, but I will not brainwash my kids into thinking. Because in my belief, my personal opinion, I believe that God is Santa Claus for adults. That's my belief.
I have to really...
So you're not religious either. You didn't even get married in the church last time.
Correct, absolutely right. Yeah. So, but I have to draw attention to your absolute hypocrisy again.
You're given a choice.
That your children will stand in church saying, I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty. Maker of heaven and earth.
None of the kids that stand there for this. Sure, you made the...
They'd be given a leaflet to read it off.
My son was done last May, Jeremy, and he's 13 years of age, and he had the choice. He chose to be confirmed.
Anyway, so let me ask you then. You said you tried different churches, and where have you settled?
In the Catholic Church. I was baptised, communion, then confirmed in.
Okay, so you've settled in the Catholic Church. You bring your kids to church regularly, every week?
Every week,
okay.
Saturday vigil or Sunday morning mass.
Okay, and what ages are they?
I have a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 3-year-old. My 3-year-old's also non-verbal autistic, and he goes every week.
And what do your 13 and 10-year-olds think of going to Mass? Do they mind?
My 13-year-old goes because he knows it's what we're supposed to do when you become a Catholic, because he confirmed himself. I didn't confirm for him. My 11-year-old daughter loves Jesus. She's the one who actually sent me back on the path. My 7-year-old is Jesus obsessed. She's the one who started with the beginner's Bible and all on YouTube for me. As I said, I walked away from the faith. I'm not sitting here saying I'm better than anyone. Every single person I believe is a sinner. Every one of us falls short of the grace of God.
So your kids are enjoying it. The point that Kyle was making in his video, which is the point of this conversation today, is that the world will be a much better place if we started bringing our kids back to church, because society has literally fallen asunder since we stopped going to church. Would you agree with everything he said?
I would wholeheartedly agree with everything he said, and it is provable when you look at statistics.
And do you believe that if we were to start bringing our kids or our grandkids or whatever back to church, that the world would become a better place?
If you're actually accepting of what the church teaches, yeah, it would, because there's no badness in Catholicism. There's no badness in Christianity. It's love thy neighbour.
Okay, so we see
the extra mile.
We see the really difficult life that kids lead now, particularly when they get into their teenage years. It's all social media and influencers and
brand names
and basically a fake world. In my opinion, do you think that your children won't be part of that?
My kids are not part of that. They don't go into the industry.
Well, in fairness, your eldest is only 13, so we're not really at that stage yet.
We're not fully at that, but my son has grown up knowing all the time that there is somebody we will answer to one day.
And that is what keeps you on the straight and narrow, is it?
I've fallen off the wagon. If we were only meant to be saved once, we wouldn't need a church. We are constantly sinning. Whether you looked at someone going out towards the corner and said, oh, Jesus, she's looking, that's the same thing as basically being gay. So when people come off of we hate gay in the comments, nobody hates gay people. They hate sin, not sinners. And everyone's a sinner. Like, this is all being taught wrong. You need to go back and relearn properly Catholicism or Christianity, not through the schools. Learn it yourself like I did. Fantastic Place to Start is a TV show called The Chosen. It was crowdfunded by Christians around the world.
So, okay, you've gone back to the church. You're bringing your kids. It was your 10-year-old daughter that got you involved and convinced you to go down this road again. And that's fine. And you're enjoying it. And the kids are enjoying it. Well, what's the end goal here? I mean, are you becoming a...
My end goal personally is to make kids I can look at and say, that's my child and I'm very proud of him. Now, what parents can say that for achievements their children have? I'm just raising good people. My kids are never going to be bullying anyone because it's not right.
And they know, a lot of kids would know that because they were told it. You don't need to go to church to know that it's not right to bully.
Well, see, with the church, we've taken the fear of God out of kids. Kids aren't afraid of anything.
Ah, right.
Their
so now. Now we're getting somewhere. The whole idea of going back to church is to instill the fear of God in kids.
It's not necessarily the fear of God because we're not instilling it into them. God has always been a violent God. Look at the Old Testament. It was only through Jesus Christ that he stopped being such a merciless God.
Okay, so let me just ask you then, by bringing kids to church, you're teaching them that there are ultimate consequences if you misbehave, essentially.
Precisely, the same as prison for on earth.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Instill the fear of God into kids.
There's so much to say, but I'll just keep my gob shut for this one. I just think that's...
But that's the point of talking now, Jeremy. You're meant to be able to contradict me and tell me where I'm wrong. Where did I come across
You have a different... Just in my experience, the most hateful people, and I'm not saying you, by the way, the most hateful people in the world and the most intolerant people are the religious people.
I could not care what colour somebody's skin is.
Good,
I could not care about that. They are Christians, brothers and sisters to me. Not every denomination is the same, but we all walk with Christ, and
I don't need a book from thousands of years ago. That's pretty much in my opinion, and again, you're entitled to your belief. I believe it's a fairy tale book. It was written like thousands of years ago. A lot of the stories in the Bible were actually written about things that happened hundreds of years previously, which I don't understand how you could write a book about something that happened.
Well, see, that's
when you
because you
around.
Don't understand Christianity, and I can explain that.
I don't need you to explain because you're trying to indoctrinate me. I don't want to be indoctrinated. I don't want to.
No, we're not. What I'm saying is the Old Testament is what the Jews use as the Torah. That is what was. That is what God done up until the point Jesus.
You're making your children terrified of
my kids aren't afraid of anything. But not afraid of anything on this earth.
God-fearing, you said. God-fearing is fear of God.
Why would anyone not fear who created us and intended us to be good?
I was created in Hollis Street Hospital. No God created me.
If you're so right, Jeremy, explain to me how the Bible was able to dictate exactly how you are formed in the womb. It's being as a knitting pattern. Look it up there right now. You will see a child's spine being formed in the womb in a knitting pattern, exactly as the Bible says it is. So how is that?
I've never read the Bible, so I couldn't tell you.
So you're commenting on something you have absolutely no understanding of.
All right, so do me a favour, Chloe, stay with me for a second, but you fully endorse everything that Kyle said in that video, and
you believe
parents should bring, as you have with your four kids, bring them back to church. Let me go to Aisling. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Aisling?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Aisling. What do you want to say on this? Should we be bringing our kids back to church to make the world a better place?
Well, I think so. Recently, my young one was making a communion, so every few Sundays you have to go to mass. And I forgot how much I actually enjoyed mass. I was taken to mass as a kid, and it was just a sense of peace when I brought her. So I just don't see the harm of it. I think I don't really know that youngster that you're talking about. I just passed
I'll be quite honest with you. I don't know him myself. We just came across his Instagram. We saw his video. We saw the comments that people were making. Some people absolutely ripping him asunder. Saying horrible things about God and the church and everything else. Other people saying he was making a nice point. So I don't know him from Adam. We did invite him onto this podcast. But so take me through this. For the last few weeks, because of communion, you've been going to church. Have you been enjoying the experience?
Yeah, I've loved it. It's brought me back to my childhood when I went I think when people pass comments about the way the Christian church was years ago and the Catholic church was, it's not like that anymore. Obviously, what's done is done. It was awful what happened, but people are more vigilant these days. They're not going to let their kids go and be altar-farers and be left with people that they don't know. And it's not like that anymore. So they can't keep living off that.
Okay, so you found a renewed confidence in the church. You trusted a little bit more than in the past.
Well, I trust if I bring my child, I walk through them doors and I walk out the same doors with my child. I trust myself.
Okay, so let me ask you then, when is the communion?
May.
In May, okay. So you're going to go every week until May. Your daughter, is it, making her communion?
Yeah.
Okay. And she looked lovely on the day, and you'll have a lovely day. And then what happens after May and after she's made her communion? Will you keep going?
Well, I'd like to think, I wouldn't say because we're not going every week, but I'd like to think every now and then I would drop in and have mass because I enjoy it. It's just the kids have activities.
Why not go every week then?
Because the kids have activities and it's not always feasible to go.
But you don't have to go into a church
and just sit in the church and pray every week to be one with God or to, you know, have your prayers met. This whole, like, if you decide to do that, that's great. I think the whole concept now, if I'm being honest, is there's other religions coming into the country and they're allowed to do their religion. But the minute Jesus is spoken of or Christianity is spoken of, the people have something to say about it. And I think it's disgraceful.
We're not a Catholic country or a Christian country because I'm Irish and I'm not Catholic.
Well, that's because you chose not to be, but many years ago, that's the way it was ran, Jeremy. Yeah. That's exactly the way it was. And there's a young kid that would be on Henry Street every week and he gets annihilated for speaking the word of God. And years ago when I was a kid and you see the man outside GPO handing out leaflets, now you think he was a weirdo, you think he was mad. Yeah. He's doing no harm.
Well, I don't want to go back to the days where we weren't allowed to work on a Sunday because it was against Bible teachings. I don't go back to the days where we couldn't that's what happened when the Catholic Church had a stranglehold over the country, and I don't want that. We were literally, and I say this to my mother as well, that she has to go to Mass every week. She's literally the result of years and years of brainwashing by the Catholic Church.
Why would you even walk inside the door of a place that you have such disrespect for?
I'm sorry, I walked inside the doors of Old Trafford a couple of years ago to watch Man United playing. I don't like Man United.
Yeah, but you were probably watching your own team playing.
Yeah, I was watching Man United. I go into pubs I don't like sometimes. Don't be stupid. The point is, the Catholic Church, people have a very short memory. There were parents who were terrified. Remember, back in the day, before we were all born, babies used to be christened in the hospital. As soon as they came out of the womb, they were christened. And the reason they were christened was because their parents were brainwashed wrongly into thinking that if the baby died before being christened, that it would go to
purgatory.
I have something to say on that. So only recently, because me and one is getting christened, our communion this year, I ended up only getting her christened the last couple of weeks. And it was a couple of weeks ago, so she was the eldest there. And the priest made a strong point that just what you said, that's what they used to say, that you had to get the child christened in case that must have happened to them. And they go, and he says, it's not like that at all. So I think priests these days are taking a different turn to the way it was years ago.
Okay.
And you'd have to go to Mass and you'd have to go to church to really see that.
Okay, so you just said something very interesting there, which was that you got your daughter christened only recently. Why did you not get her christened initially when she was
So prior to that, obviously you would have gotten the baby christened. It was like just a routine. Like I wouldn't have been a very holy person. You know, you're just getting them christened because to make their communion because you don't want them to be left out. Things like that. That's the way. That was my mind frame at the time. Years and years ago, when she was smaller, there was stuff going on with the family that pushed her forward. Then there was COVID, and it just got ahead of myself. And before I knew it, she had to be blessed because I was
about to say, then obviously the penny dropped that she can't make her communion unless she's actually christened. Okay, but you're happy you did that, and you hope after the communion you'll continue. Did you hear the video, the audio from the video I played earlier on from that young fella Kyle? And he's saying the world will be a better place if we all went back to church, basically. Do you agree with that?
And you know what? I wouldn't even say if we all went to church every Sunday together. I'm not saying that. I think having a bit of faith is important, whether it's with God, Jesus, or whoever you believe in. And I think that's where we've come from. I'd say that was kind of taken out of concept a little bit. Maybe that's not fully what he meant to say. I don't know. I didn't see the video.
It's very clear what he said. He believes the world will be a much better place if we
That's his opinion. Because obviously when he goes to church, he gets something from going to church.
And it's, if you get something from it, then I just used to fall asleep there. But the thing is, you look at Ireland, people have a very short memory. Ireland was a much darker place when religion was, when everybody was going to mass.
Well, let me tell you, Jeremy, it's about to get a lot darker with the way things are going, Jeremy, this time.
What way are things going?
With other religions coming in and their beliefs, I think it's very important for Irish people, if they have a bit of faith, to pursue that bit of faith. And on the 3rd of April, the stations of the cross at the GPO, welcome to a church. And I think if you have faith in Jesus, I think it's very important to this faith.
It is.
Okay, every single week you see nothing but other religions walking up and down
And this is the point I was about to make. There are people from many other religions in this country, as we've spoken about on this podcast many times.
Why
should it be frowned upon?
Why is Jeremy saying it should be frowned upon to go into a church, but
in fairness, you did stag off the church to the extent that people are believing in the cloud daddy. What you said.
I call it, if you want to believe in God, that's fine, but I don't believe.
No, but you said people are believing in the cloud daddy.
But my point is,
you wouldn't say that about Islam.
People saying it.
Do you think that about Muslims?
I don't believe in any gods, Matthew.
That's not my question.
My question was, do you think Muslims believe in a cloud daddy as well?
I don't believe in any God.
You said earlier on that if you're a practicing Catholic, you believe in a cloud daddy.
This is not about me, by the way. Why are you making it about me? You're not religious either, but you're going.
If you said that about Catholics and Christians going to church and mass, like, do you have that same opinion on Muslims going to the mosque or other religions going to it? Is that an all round thing for you?
Yes.
Is there God a cloud daddy as well? Is what I'm asking.
I don't know if that's what they call it. I don't know.
But nobody in Christianity calls it a cloud daddy.
When it comes to a Muslim, but you know when it comes to a Catholic.
I was raised as a Catholic. But my point is that it keeps coming back to people saying that Ireland is a Catholic country. And my answer to those people would be, Ireland, if you actually look at the Constitution of Ireland, which most people should have read, Ireland is a secular state. It's not tied to any one religion. And everybody is free to
practice religion, whatever. Yeah.
But if you look at the row that's going on in Donegal at the moment, where people are protesting against the building of a mosque in Donegal, and they're calling it the super mosque, whatever that is, and most of the people that I have seen online who are protesting against the mosque are actually religious people. They have the crucifix in their bio, and my point is, why be so intolerant of... I'm intolerant of all religions, by the way. All religions.
You should be tolerant of all religions.
No, sorry, I don't believe in any of these, in any of the religions myself. But I'm not.
You just said I'm intolerant of all religions.
I'm not mocking you for what you believe in, okay, Ashing? If you want to believe, and if you want.
But you described your God as a God daddy, as a cloud daddy.
Some people describe.
That's very disrespectful.
Okay, I'm sorry for disrespecting I'm sorry for disrespecting your God, but I don't believe that God exists.
All right, Ashling.
In the same way, Agent, some people, if you want to simplify, some people love Star Wars. I love Star Wars. You think Star Wars is shite. That's your opinion. You're not forcing your opinion.
Yeah, but I'm not going to slag you off over it either.
Oh, you do slag
you off. You're welcome to believe Star Wars is brilliant.
You call me a sad bastard over it.
Let's bring in more of your opinions. Edward.
Hey guys, just so your topic for today. Yeah, this should be an interesting debate. In my opinion, kids shouldn't be really forced going to mass these days. We don't live in the 80s anymore where you had to go every Sunday, basically. That's gone. You know, you're not forced to go to mass anymore. So you don't have to. And kids don't have to either. I don't know what that young man... I'm curious to know how old that young man is. You guys are saying that he's young. I'm actually curious to know if he around my age.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Tracy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tracy?
Hiya, lads.
Well, Tracy, what do you make of what we've been hearing here? The world will be a better place if we started bringing our children back to church.
That's a load of bullshit. that first lady that was on, I know she brings our kids to Mass and stuff like that, and she's speaking very highly of it. Has she explained the history of the Catholic Church to our children? Like all the sexual abuse that went on for years and years and the Madeleine Laundries and all that. Did she bring that in?
Listening to our last caller, our last caller said that we need to leave the past in the past now. Nobody's going to let their kids be altar servers on their own.
Yeah, but try say that to the survivors of sexual abuse. Like, you can't just say that. We can never forget the history of the Catholic Church, like.
Okay, well, let me bring back in Chloe, who's on the first, who's the first caller. Chloe, do you tell your children about the institutional abuse that happened within the Roman Catholic Church in this country?
Do I tell my children about the horrific, absolutely inhumane, depraved things that have been done in her name? Yes, I do.
You do?
I do. I would have been in one had I been born 20 years earlier. I was born in 1994. They were still open when I was born, and I had a child. I got pregnant at 17 in my last year of school.
Okay, and had, like you said, had that happened 20 years before that, you'd have been sent off to England or whatever.
I'd have probably been on the Navan Road, to be honest, Adrian. And what I say to any one of them people who went through them horrific things, please know that may have been done in God's name, but it was not God's work. That was the work of evil men and women who wolves in sheep's clothing.
Well, there's your answer, Tracy.
Yeah, them evil men and women, that church that you bring your kids into and that priest that stands up there, I'm not specifically saying it's that priest, but they all know, like.
But that happens everywhere, in every institution. And I'm so sorry if that happened to you, but it was not done by God.
I never said it happened to me.
No, I didn't say it did happen
it's
to you.
It's got to do with the Catholic religion. Do you understand?
It's to do with evil people. That's not the Catholic religion. That was evil men and women.
Look, I've no problem with people bringing their children to Mass or going to churches or anything like that. I wouldn't say it's the wrong thing to do or anything. Personally, and I've no problem saying it, I'm a couch Catholic. I only go into a church when I have to. And that's if it's a funeral, anything like that. But I don't say anything. I just sit there. And when it's finished, I just walk back out.
And do you get angry? If you're in a Catholic church building, do you get angry?
I don't get angry, no, but I just sit there. Like, I don't want to be there, but I have to be there. Because obviously, if it's a funeral, I have to be there. If it's like if someone's christening or a communion or something like that, I have to be there. But I just sit there. I don't say anything. I don't repeat any prayers or anything like that. I just get on with it, finish it, and walk back out.
So, Chloe, just back to the point that Tracy's making. When it comes to the past abuses within the church that we all know so well and so sadly, do you believe that that's now in the past and you can move on from it?
Well, I don't think we should move on. I think we should remember all the time what happened in this country and many others, like what happened to Native Americans and the Native community in Canada as well. It didn't just happen to us. It wasn't only in Ireland.
Oh, no, I know that. I know that. And predominantly, not solely, but predominantly within the Catholic Church.
But there's evil in every church. Like, it's just because the Catholic Church is universal and known around the world, and there's so many of us. That other churches that are not in a denomination as such, they just close down when this happens. Look at what's happening all over America. Like, the evangelicals over there have been molesting children for far longer than the Catholic Church supposedly had. It happens everywhere. Swim coaches have done it in the Olympics. It happens everywhere. There is evilness in human beings. That does not mean there's evil in God.
Okay, Tracy, do you accept that point? That yes, obviously, we have to accept that there was evil within the Catholic Church, but it does happen everywhere. We did have abuse happening in swimming.
I know what happens in Catholic churches and different countries and stuff like that. It's like, it's not just Ireland, I know.
No, but our point is that we do have evil in all walks of life. It's not just in churches.
No, I do understand. I'm not just saying it's just, but the topic is about the Catholic Church. And another thing I wanted to say to the lady, does she realise that she can discipline her children and make our children into better people so they won't be, but she doesn't have to bring them to Mass to do that. That's my point as well. She said earlier
I'm
on.
I'm well aware of that. No, I really am. But like,
but you did say that. You did say, you made it sound like that you have to bring them to church so they won't be bullies or they won't be this or they won't be that. But that's not the truth, like.
But that's teaching at home as well. I obviously live my faith. I don't just go to Mass and stop being a Catholic when I walk out the door. I live my faith.
And that's fair enough. You can bring your children.
My kids aren't going to be bullied. Nobody will ever fear my child bullying their child. I can stand on a hill. I'll die on that hill because it's not right.
It's not right, but there's no guarantees on that. None of us can guarantee to say that our children won't be bullied or anything like that.
none of it is guaranteed, but I can guarantee I'll try my best to make sure
absolutely,
that never happens.
Yeah, and I do the same for my children, but it doesn't mean I have to bring them into Mass and say, now, you have to go to Mass because you're going to be a bully if you don't. Do you think
I would never say that to my kids. That's
putting the fear of God, like using the word putting the fear of God into a child is going to work.
But there should be a fear of God. It's biblical.
Why? Why? But how do we know this person exists? Well, how do we know this person exists?
Because Sodom and Gomorrah was burned. They found that that's not normal to the region. They proved the world flooded. Like, science backs up Christianity.
Where is this proof?
Google it. It literally is Jeremy, I'm sure, will actually back me up on that point. They have proved the world flooded. They have also proved Sodom and Gomorrah was hit with a fire that isn't known to earth. It's in the Bible. It's hellfire.
If you're going
to
believe every little thing in the story, like if you believe everything in the story, then God was a mass murderer. God was a mass murderer. Remember, God flooded the whole earth.
What I said. God is very vengeful. It's Jesus that gives us salvation from God. That's God's mercy, is Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I think you've been brainwashed.
Yeah, I really do as well.
How have I been brainwashed when I, as a 30-year-old woman, went and saw God myself?
That other gobshite that does be around the city centre and all, trying, shouting at people, putting his hand on their head, trying to heal them and all, that's all bullshit.
That is not Catholicism. That's a different sect of Christianity. That's not Catholicism.
It's bullshit. That's what it is.
That's not Catholicism. Jesus Christ founded one church and it was the Catholic Church. It's been universal since 33.
Sorry, we lost her there. Tracy, let me ask you about that original video that I played the audio from. Do you believe that the church, the country, the world might benefit in any way from returning our children to church?
Absolutely not. If you want to do that, you do that. Personally, me, no. I don't force my children to go to Mass.
No, okay, it's one thing forcing them, but do you bring them at all?
No.
She doesn't need to. Some of them,
I don't believe in church. Yeah. No, I don't believe that you have to prove your faith of being a Catholic
and you know what, Tracy,
going into a church.
Tracy, some of the nicest people I know, some of the most Christian, and I mean Christian in not in the religious sense, I mean in the literal sense, some of the most Christian people I know have never stepped foot inside a church. You don't have to be religious, Adrian, to be a good person.
I know I have two beautiful children. I know I bring my children up with good morals. I don't have to go into a church to do that.
Do me a favour and stay with me for a second, Tracy. Oh, sorry, knocked myself off. Stay with me for a second, Tracy, if you can. Let me go to more of your opinions, and they're literally flying in here. Our number is 085-825-2626. Mark is a little bit angry with Jeremy.
Jeremy won't say Cloud Daddy about any other faith purely because he's bigoted against Christianity. It's been clear numerous times on how he talks about the faith on your podcast. He doesn't have a problem with religion. He has a problem with Christians. It's clear to see.
And I have put that to him. I didn't get a straight answer. He said he's entitled to that opinion because he was brought up a Catholic. Eddie.
What I'd like to know is, which God is he talking about? There's thousands of deities, faiths, denominations around the world. Is he talking about his God? And what makes his God, in his eyes, better than someone else's God by going, yeah, come back to church and everything will be all right? You know? Look, he sounds like a nice lad, but it's not about religion. It's about how you're raised. There's plenty of people out there who raise their kids to be good, decent people who are atheists. And you know what? They turn out all right. It's not about religion. It's about how you raise your children.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lisa Marie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thanks, Adrian. Good morning or good afternoon to you.
Good to talk to you.
I've been listening. Yeah, you too. I'm not here to lecture anybody. This is just my view of the world. In Ireland, so I'm a practicing Catholic, full disclosure. I live in the United States. I think the biggest difference between our experiences in this country and your country is the separation of church and state. You know, when De Valera took over there, he gave the Catholic Church full reign and absolute power corrupts absolutely. On the other hand, we're a secular nation. We always were raised with the separation of church and state. And that is blurring now. And you see what is happening in my country with the evangelicals who have taken over the government. It's never a good thing to mix the two. So having said that, what I want to say is people keep talking about which God, whose God, blah, 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 the Catholic Church. You know, I don't care if you're a Catholic or a Protestant or a Muslim or a Jew or a Buddhist. The bottom line, I think what's important is some humility. And in order to do that, you've got to recognize a higher power. Well, I guess you don't have to do anything, but I think it helps to recognize a higher power. And if you think the God of Islam, Allah, is different from the God in Christianity, it is not. It's the same God. Where it differs is when we get Jesus. And now I'm going to get into a whole theology thing. All I want to say I don't believe in forcing anybody.
I get the point you're trying to make, Lisa Marie, that there is one God. We all just different religions believe in that God in different ways and believe in the prophets sent to earth in different ways. Is that it?
Yep.
Yep. But fundamentally, it's the same God that Jews and Muslims and Christians all believe in.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think where we get into problems is when that God is forced on people. Now, when I was growing up, you had to cough up a lung in order to get out of going to mass. You can just forget about it. I hated it. But when I left home and I traveled all around the world, I came back to it because I had that foundation. I thank God that my parents gave me that foundation. Now, everybody might not think that's important. I hear people saying, well, it's how you raise your kids. But what's wrong with raising your kids with an acknowledgement of a power higher than yourself? What's wrong with that?
You talk about your country, and we can see how religion in the States has become very divisive, has become very destructive, has been used in
horrible,
in horrible ways. That's exactly the point I was trying to get to. And we can see from this side of the world a country developing that is not nice to look at, but it's all based around religion. In other words, people believe that all evil actually comes from religion.
Yeah, and I get where people can look at that, but I think one of your other callers mentioned it. You know, there's religion and then there's faith. They're two different things. When you get wrapped around men and women and individual human beings and follow those people, Trump maybe, and that becomes your God, that's not what we're talking about, I think, when we're talking about faith and higher powers here. And I think that's where we get screwed up. And again, you guys are lucky you have the separation of church and state now where you didn't in the past. We've always had it, and I see it disappearing until we get rid of these people soon.
Let me ask you then, back to the point of this conversation, which was the young man, Kyle, whose video I played at the start of this podcast, and he was arguing that the church, or the country, the world would be a better place if we started going or bringing our kids back to church. He didn't say Catholic church or any type of church. He just said church. What's your opinion on that? Is he right?
I think he's right. Again, that's an acknowledgement of your higher power. I hear a lot of wounded people calling in, and I understand the history of your country and the wounds that go deep. I completely understand that, but that's what I hear. I hear hurt and wounded people, and I'm not judging that. I can't even speak to that. I didn't live through it. I never experienced anything like that in my church.
Okay, so here in Ireland, as you'll be aware, church attendances have literally fallen like a stone. In some churches, I believe attendances have increased a little bit, but since I was a kid, church attendances are non-existent almost. Do you believe that has had a direct link to the way in which certain things in society have deteriorated?
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you why. And it's not just the Catholic Church, synagogue, temple, you know, whatever, wherever you worship your higher power. I think when you fail to recognize your higher power and you lose your humility and you live your life with hubris, this is what leads an ego. This is where, you know, when we talk about people like they're dogs and they need to be taken care of and kicked out and this, that, and I know that's a story for another day because I agree with borders, but I also agree with treating people humanely. All of these things are taught in the Bible. All of these things are taught in the Torah. All of these things, whether people realize it or not, are taught in the religion of Islam as well. And when we lose sight of those principles, then we get into the problems we have, my opinion.
All right, Lisa Marie, thanks very much indeed. Stay there for a moment. I want to go to Jessica. You're on Opinions Matter. Sorry, before we go to Jessica.
I don't know whether we should have this man on. Look at the message that just came in from James there. And by the way, no, James, we can see from the phone you've been trying to ring. That's not the way it works. We ring you guys. So you've been ringing the phone nonstop here.
Okay, from James. Why don't you answer your phone? Why are you afraid of hearing the word of God?
Oh, God.
Adrian, there is some hope for you, but your Satan-worshipping partner is heading straight to the fiery pits of hell.
Oh, Jesus.
His departure into the eternal fire is coming, and only he can stop it. Repent now and beg for forgiveness or face eternal suffering. Hell is waiting for you, you blasphemous little weasel.
I presume that's aimed at me, because there's only two of us here.
Well, he said, Adrian, there's some hope for you, so I assume the rest of that message is directed square in your eyeballs.
Okay, can you read it again so I can take it all in? Because I've literally only seen it there a second ago.
Adrian, there's some hope for you, but your Satan-worshipping partner
let me just start. I don't worship Satan. I don't even believe Satan. Why would I worship Satan when I don't believe Satan exists? Why would I worship something that I don't believe?
Okay, anyway, your Satan-worshipping partner is heading straight to the fiery pits of hell.
Fiery pits of hell.
His departure into the eternal fire is coming, and only he can stop it. Repent now and beg for forgiveness.
What does repent mean? I don't even...
Say you're sorry.
Say I'm sorry.
Yeah, for using words like cloud daddy. Yeah.
Who am I repenting to?
The cloud daddy.
Keep going.
Repent now... repent now and beg for forgiveness or face eternal suffering. Hell is waiting for you, you blasphemous little weasel.
Now, what I would say to you, James, is, and maybe if you had to send it here, we probably don't have time to talk to you, but what I would say to you, James, is, I assume you're a Christian?
I assume so.
Yeah. There's nothing Christian about that message. You've just wished me into the fiery gates of where?
Fiery pits of hell.
The fiery pits of hell. And that doesn't sound like a nice
place to be.
Since I've gone to Magaluf for a couple of weeks, actually. But that has just... And thank you, James, for doing that. I'm actually delighted you sent that message, because that proves the exact point that I've been making here, that there's no such love as Christian hate. That message is full of... I can literally hear the anger, the vitriol. Isn't that the word, Adrian?
That's it, yeah.
I can hear the vitriol in that message. That you're wishing... First of all, you're telling me to beg to a God that I don't believe in, or I'll end up in a place that I don't believe in, and that I worship a person I don't believe in. Would you ever, with the greatest respect, James, and I'm sorry, Adrian, I just have to say, would you ever fuck off?
Okay, where am I going now?
It's never ridiculous.
That's his feeling.
That's full of hate. What's Christian about that message?
So is the way in which you slagged off people who believe in the cloud daddy.
No.
Cloud daddy is the expression you used.
Well, it was actually one of our callers who said it. I'd never heard that expression before. Lisa was the one that said it. Remember a couple of weeks ago she said cloud daddy. And that's just where I got that from. But that is Christian hate. Would you agree?
I believe it's hateful. Yeah, I do.
But you're not going to pull him up over it.
No, you see, this is called opinions matter.
What?
His opinion matters.
But it's full of hate. He's spreading hate.
Only against you.
So he would literally, I assume, if I died tomorrow, he would be laughing and jumping up and down.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How are you, lads?
You better keep this quick, because I'm on the way to the fiery gate.
Fiery pits of hell.
Don't worry, I'll be joining you. Don't worry, I'll keep you company in there.
Yeah,
that'll be hell enough.
Yeah, and God hates the LGBTs as well. You'll be on the same bus as me.
I'll be on a first class ticket.
What did he say? A woman should not lie beside a woman. Is that what he said?
Man should not lie beside man. No, it was man should not lie beside man. I don't think he said anything about women.
Oh, so lesbians get a free pass?
Yeah, I think
there
so.
There you go, Jess. There you go.
Anyway, what did you want to say on this, Jess?
Oh, well, look, the way I see it is, right, everyone has their own journey with faith, right? I'd consider myself more agnostic. I don't believe in God per se, but I'd like to think there is something bigger than me out there. I might sound ridiculous in saying that, that's just how I feel. But who are we to judge anyone's journey on their faith? And I don't think it's a bad thing to bring kids to Mass and just let them experience it. I don't think that's a bad thing. And I don't think this young fella that he's talking about, it's not like he's shoving it down their throats like the Mormons in America and God knows what else. It's not like he's there shoving the Bible into your face. He's just saying, look, maybe if we all just took it a little bit more seriously, it would be a better place. And I don't think he's wrong for doing that. He could be like the majority of scrotes running around doing drug deals and all sorts of crap.
Okay, so you think that there is something to be said for what this guy's Kyle was saying, that it's not a bad thing to bring your kids to church?
No, there has to be some foundation. I know everyone is saying, like, oh, but what about the atrocities, the industrial skills, the laundries, the abuse, all that. But when you go down to the nitty and gritty of it, that is not, the faith didn't do that. It was the men and women who let the power get to their heads. There's a very clear distinction. You can put the two of them aside.
Okay, so you wouldn't slag this guy off for suggesting this. You think, well, actually, there might be something here. The kids could benefit from being brought to church.
I don't think what he said is wrong, and I don't think you should get a slagging for it. But it's like, as soon as you open your mouth and you say you're a Christian, you're open to be abused, and you're like, well, like, who are we to judge anyone for anyone's faith? Like,
in fairness,
does it affect your life? Does it keep you up at night? No. Then why does it bother you?
But in fairness, Jess, nobody, including myself and Adrian and all the callers, nobody has bad-mouthed that young fella. I think what he's doing is great. He's spreading positivity. I don't agree
with you have on many occasions have slagged off Catholics and Christianity.
He did it only today on this episode.
So. Yeah, so you're, no offense, Jimmy, you're talking about both sides of your arse.
You are, literally.
Okay. Well, I don't care now. I'm going to hell and nothing can stop it.
But, no, I won't go as far as James did. I won't go that hard on you, but I do think you're talking about sides of your backside.
Thanks, Jess. Martin.
Good afternoon, lads. Won't make it on today. What your man said in that voice note actually made quite a bit of sense about the feeling of community. Because, you know, where did everyone used to go years ago on a Sunday? They used to meet up at Mass. You know, there's no mobile phones, there's no social media. You've seen your friends whether in school or at Mass or after Mass on a Sunday. I don't agree with the bit where he says about violence. I mean, there's a lot more than not going to church. There's an outbreak of violence in the country. You know, that's a societal thing, not a religious thing. But look, it's not for me. I'm a bouncy castle Catholic, just like Jeremy is. So, and if this fella wants to spread the word of God on his Instagram or social media, then I'm not going to stop him. Fair play to him. He could be advocating for a hell of a lot worse.
All right, Martin, and that's what a lot of people are saying. He could be advocating for a hell of a lot worse. And Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys. Sorry I won't be able to come on, but this is just another quick question for Jeremy. Jeremy, are your children going to get communion and confirmation in the cult church that you keep going on about? And what is your justification for that? If you're so set against it, why are you going to allow your children to do these things if you are going to allow them to do it? I'd really like an answer to that if you didn't mind. Thank you very much.
And I have asked the question several times.
No, I gave the answer.
You said you're giving them a choice.
Yes, I gave them a choice. In the same way, you know, I don't have my son supports Chelsea. Do you think I'm happy about that? I had no choice. I believe, I'm quite a liberal parent, Jonathan, and I believe in giving your kids enough rope to allow them to live the world and allow them to roam free and make their own decisions in life. I was dragged, I was literally dragged along kicking and screaming to church. I was not allowed to eat meat when I was a kid in our house. My mum would make us eat, remember, what was that fish that used to choke on the bone? What was it called? Ray. Remember Ray? Horrible fish. We were made eat fish because I slag my mother over now. So you made us eat fish when we were kids all because of some book from thousands of years ago that you believe every single word of it. So the answer to your question is, I gave my son a choice, we're giving our daughters a choice. If they want to make their communion, they can. If they don't want to
make
it,
will you try and influence that decision?
No, I tried to influence my son to follow Everton. And what did he do? Piss off, Daddy, Everton are shite.
But answer my question, will you try to influence
it? No, my kids, what will I try to
influence? Will you attempt to influence it? When it comes to your daughter's communion, are you going to say to her, well, now, by the way, there's no such thing as God.
I saw how much communion dresses are, so I'd be
so you definitely will be influencing her decision. Happy.
It's an expensive day out. But again, if she wants to do it, Jonathan, just, it's all about letting your kids do whatever they want to do.
Oh, once really? You have no control over your kids. Do whatever you want. Before we go...
How much is a bouncy castle, by the way?
Before we go, I want to give an opportunity for you to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. Jeremy, what is the question today?
The question is, earlier on in the podcast, you can rewind it back if you want to listen to it. I told a bit of a lie. I said that the Opinions Matter travel mugs were made in a sweatshop in a certain country. Now, can I just say, for legal reasons...
They're not.
What do we know?
It says it on the thing. It says made in the UK. Look.
Okay, but where did I suggest that the coffee cups were made? Rewind back to the start of the podcast. I think I said it about 8.5 minutes in.
No, it was even earlier.
You don't need to give exact times.
It was earlier than that.
So where did I say that the Opinions Matter coffee mugs were made? Which I still believe they were. They're very cheap, they were.
They were great, though. Great value. They really were. If you think you know the answer to that question, to find out the answer, you just go back to the start of the podcast. Send us the answer.
All that shite again.
Yeah. Okay. You send your answer with your name to our WhatsApp, 085-825-2626.
That's the only way to enter.
It's the only way to enter, by WhatsApp, 085-825-2626. The very best of luck, and on the next episode, we'll be ringing a winner. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.